Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Down the block, Andrew John. Inside for Elba. Elba will score. Elba will score. Newcastle has won.
G'day legends, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru Podcast. As you know, we go through each and every morning across the weekend, our game previews for each game and our best bets. This weekend's going to be a little bit different. I'm actually going to go through them all today for you guys. Go through them so you've got them for the entire weekend. Use them, abuse them, leave them, do whatever you will with them. But this weekend, I have got my first winning anniversary, so going away with the missus. So not going to take the podcast gear with me and all that. Just going to enjoy the weekend, put the feet up, and have a bit of fun. So I'm going to go through all the games for you guys now. Tonight we've got the Storm and the Doggies going head-to-head. I'm not going to go through all the team list, guys. We're just about to hit the Frog and Toad. So you can go through those as you want over the weekend. But the Melbourne Storm, very, very short favourites in this one, and I think rightly so. I think the Melbourne Storm win this one, and they win well. I just think Canterbury, Max King's out, which is a huge, huge loss for this side. You've got Chris Patolo and Farmacilli as their starting front row forwards. You're Curran on an edge. I'm expecting that to change. I think they'll end up playing Katoga or Salmon on the edge, and I think that you will end up seeing Josh Curran play through the middle. I simply don't think they have a choice but to keep him through the middle. But I'm expecting a few more changes to this side. There's a lot of guys that I think will come in. A lot of guys on the injury clouds from last week as well. So I just think Melbourne will be way too strong in this one, in my opinion. When I'm looking at anytime try scorers in this game, there's not much value in the Melbourne Storm, if I'm honest with you. I'm looking at Eli Katoa, $2.85. Ryan Pappenhausen's very short, $1.72, but I'm confident he crosses. You can chuck him in. The one that I think is at a nice little bit of value in this game, all things considered, is Sean Bloor at $3.75. I really like the value for Sean Bloor to cross here. I know what you're thinking. It's a second row at $3.75. But outside of that, there just is not much doing for the rest of the side. So Sean Bloor, he's my favourite there. For Canterbury, guys, I'm just not confident that they score many points in this one. I hope I'm proven wrong. They went down there and upset the Melbourne Storm last year in round two, but I can't see it happening in this game, and I'm not really confident enough to tip anyone. When you have a look through their side, though, like you've got guys like Stephen Crichton at $4.60, Addo Carr at $2.90, Connor Tracy at $3.25 is not bad. So if you do think that they are a sniff in this game, there is a bit of value there, but I just can't see them doing it. So those are the guys from the Melbourne Storm that I like. Sean Bloor at $3.75, probably my favourite. I wish I would have noticed that on about even this week. Let's go to the next game. We've got the Dolphins and the Broncos going head-to-head. Obviously up there at Suncorp Stadium, the superstar Reece Walsh returns, which is huge. Obviously Adam Reynolds out of this one, as is Dean Mariner. For the Dolphins, a few big outs. Felice Kaufusi, Herbie Farnworth, Tommy Flegler are far from ideal. Jared Wallace, he returns to the squad. Anthony Milford gets a bait in the side as well. So interesting to see how they go. And you see, I believe it's the debut I don't think he's played first grade yet, of young Lachlan Hubner. He'll be in jersey 22. One to watch in this game. Yeah, I don't think he's debuted yet. So one to keep an eye on there for the Finn. As far as any time try scorers and whatnot, guys, I do think the Broncos win this one. I really like Reece Walsh tonight. I think he lights it up and has a good little game. He's $2.45 for an ATS. I don't mind him for a double in this game. I've got a feeling he might cross for a daily double here. And Reece Walsh, again, $8.75 for him there. I do like the value in Reece Walsh in this game. All right, let's move to Super Saturday. We have got the New Zealand Warriors and the Manly Seagulls. That one comes to you. Good God. That one comes to you at 3 p.m. Look, I actually think the Warriors are going to put on a bit of a score here. Obviously, Bunty Afoa out of this one for the Manly Seagulls. Ruben Garrick out, so Ben Trbojevic moves to center as he did last week. I think last week would have taken a lot out of the Manly Seagulls, so I'm expecting the Warriors to win and win well in this one. When I'm looking at any time try scorers in this game here, DWZ. Their full strength is back on that right sting. I wouldn't be surprised to see him score a few. To score a double, DWZ's at $4.20. I actually had a little slap at him to score a triple. He's at $19 with Neds on about even. Do I think he scores that many? Probably not, but I don't know. I've just got a feeling that the Warriors, they really flex their muscles this weekend. I think the 7.5 line, I think the Warriors will swallow that up. I really, really like them in this game. You've obviously got Chancing the Clock Start, had a great game last week. He's at $3.10 for an ATS. I think that right side is where they will go. So Rocco Berry at $3.40. I don't mind him there as well. Bit of nice value around for the New Zealand Warriors, especially with their edges and whatnot. Jackson Ford at $4.25. Don't mind that at all. But yeah, I've got the Warriors winning that one and winning reasonably well. The Parramatta Eels and the North Queensland Cowboys. I've had this one booked in for quite some time. I'm going to be out there at Combank in the Field Club. Going to dash back to Sydney to go to this one. So Eels v Cowboys, 5:30 p.m. On Saturday at Combank Stadium. Cowboys at $1.60 on Neds. The Parramatta Eels at $2.34. Zach Labart out of this one for the Cows. So Tommy Chester comes into the side, and the Parramatta Eels have made a change in their halves. Blaise Talangi dropped out of the side. Assey comes in at 5'8". They've also dropped Micah Sivo, which is a very, very big call there. Morgan Harper returns in the centres. Bryce Cartwright also named for this one. Look, I'm tipping the Cows, but I have no idea which way this game is going to go. I'm really struggling to get a grasp on both of these sides, probably more so Parramatta, hard to get a grasp on. What I will say, though, is I think you will see a lot of points in this one. So the over 46.5 I really like. I think that they go sort of 50-plus points in this game. For any time try scorers, I think there's a bit of value around. Kyle Felt's the shortest at $2. So Scotty Drinkwater at $2.45, really like that. Val Holmes, $2.75. Tommy Chester was really good in the game he played earlier, $3.05. And these Parramatta boys, a bit of value getting around there. Clint Gutherson's got a very good try-scoring record out there, $2.30. I think every game I've actually been at to watch them, I think Gutho has crossed. I think it's great that you get a little CBA Cup here in the 13s jerseys. My favourite jersey on the field. You get Ruben Cotter versus Jermaine Hopgood, which we absolutely love to see. Last time I was here, Jermaine Hopgood crossed. He's at $6.20, and Ruben Cotter's at $6.40. That might be a little daily double for you guys out there. I might get on that for a bit of content. That'll be good fun. Let's have a look at the next game as the old computer loads. The South Sydney Rabbitohs and the Cronulla Sharks rounds out Super Saturday. Guys, I hate to say it, but I think the Sharks put on a bit of a cricket score here. I think they absolutely give it to South Sydney. I think that this will be JD's last game coaching, as I think we all know. And I think there's a bit of value in the Sharkies' try scorers. You look at like Mulatalo's at $1.80, Sione Katoa's at $2.10. I'd be chucking those two in there. I think Kale Iroh at $2.65 playing centre. I would wait until an hour before kickoff here, guys, to make sure he remains at left centre. The coach doesn't move Talakai there, but I love Iroh. And I think that Nicho Hynes has a big game here, $4.50. ATS for Nicho Hynes. You multi all of those together, you're getting about 42-1. That was my little bet on about even this week. But then I actually changed it to Cronulla 13 plus, double staked it. But those are the guys I like. I think Brett Nicotto is a good value as well. But Nicho Hynes, Kale Iroh, and the two Sharkies wingers, 42-1 there. That's going to be the little punt that I am going to take on Neds. All right, the next game, we've got the West Tigers and the St. George Illawarra Dragons coming here from Campbelltown. This one's on Sunday. Dragons outsiders here. I think they win. I like the Dragons winning this one 1-12 in this game. Dragons 1-12, $3.15 on Neds. I like the value there. You compare that with a Zach Lomax anytime try scorer at $2.20. Wouldn't be surprised if he one plays fullback, two moves to fullback throughout the game. So I like the value there. The other guy that I like the matchup for Moses Suli. He's at $4.10 there. Very, very juicy. So yeah, I think the Dragons win this one. I think they win it in a tight affair, but I do think they get the job done at Campbelltown with a nice little bounce back game. A bit hard to get a read on the West Tigers, and it sounds bizarre, but until Galvin returns, they really did look like a different footy side to me without him, but still showed resilience last week, no doubt about it. So Zach Lomax into the Dragons, 1-12 is my bet for that game. Last game of the week, we're going down to the nation's capital, the Canberra Raiders and the Gold Coast Titans on Sunday night. For me here, I think the Raiders get the job done. I think they go 13-plus. In this game. As far as any time try scorers go, James Schiller, he's very short, $1.78, but he's been in incredible form. They're still giving us $2.45 for Matty Timoko, who simply can't be tackled at the moment. Really like that. But the debutant, Chevy Stewart, I reckon he finds a way to cross in this game at $2.65. If you think the Titans are a sniff, guys like Fifita, AJ, you're getting $3.70s there. I think Zach Hosking, though, at $4.40, very nice value. And Danny Levi just keeps doing the fucking damn thing. It's unbelievable. Just keep scoring tries. They're calling him Kenny Irvine down there. Danny Levi at $4.50. Can't be ignored as well. One thing I'm excited about in this game is to see Trey Mooney come off the bench. He's at $5.50 ATS. Not sure how many minutes he plays and whatnot, but one to keep an eye on. Very excited. I still think he's got a big, big future in our game. Trey Mooney. All right, guys, that is all the games for this weekend. Please enjoy your weekend of footy. If you're having a punt, do it with Neds. Go and check out my profile and all that sort of stuff this weekend on the app. Gambling responsibly as always, and all our tips and everything here, guys, they are accurate as of Friday morning, so prices are subject to change, actually, so please be aware of that as the weekend moves forward. Enjoy your weekend, guys. I'll probably be a little bit quiet outside of Saturday afternoon when I'll be at the footy at the Parramatta game, courtesy of the Parramatta Eels, but enjoy your round 6 footy legends, and we will see you early next week.
What's gambling really costing you? For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.au.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass!"
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.